right, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, and time now for the clean joke of the day. And here we go with Lauren Stafford. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How may I help you?
How may I be of service today?
May I be of assistance?
I'd like one clean joke.
Oh,
delivered
yeah.
directly to
well,
WTHL.
You're supposed to deliver it to me. I'm not. You're
oh,
not,
that's
you're
right.
Not, you're
well,
not supposed
for you.
To ask for it.
Good for you. I have one.
It's not up to me. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. Else we'd just be sitting here
or
boring would, everyone for even
I
longer.
I would say thank God, but I might fall off a cliff.
For those remember, of you who remember Friday's
remember
joke.
That joke on Friday
that
was hilarious.
Funny. You did like that one.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
That's some
great.
Other people I, in the office didn't think it was going to be funny, but we liked it.
I told it several times over the weekend.
Oh,
I thought it was great.
Well, good. There you go.
Well, what do you got today? The pressure's on.
Oh, goodness. Yeah,
the,
I know. That's what happens.
High.
I know. That's what happens around here. You set that bar with a good joke, and then
exactly.
you hope you don't go, you know, plummeting to your death.
you show people around here that mm-hmm. you can do something.
That's right.
And then they expect you to do it all
every
the time.
Every time.
So that's the problem.
Every day, exactly. You got to set the bar low around here.
Yeah,
all right.
Really.
So, recently divorced, I moved back to my hometown hoping to start over again. Obviously not about me.
I thought you were happily married.
This is obviously not about
me. What did Mark
me.
Say about this?
This happens to be first person.
Oh, okay.
Don't take anything from this, honey.
All right.
A few weeks later, while making a dentist appointment, I was surprised to see I recognized the dentist's name as a good-looking boy from my high school 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I was in high school 20 years ago. That'd be a bit of a
I wish I was in high school 20 years ago.
However, upon walking into the dentist's office, I quickly realized he must be someone else. He was bald, had a big beer belly, and looked a lot older than me.
Sounds like my classmates.
Just to be sure, though, on my way out, I asked him if he went to the high school that I attended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he responded, I graduated in 91. Oh my gosh, I excitedly said, you were in my class. Really, he said? That's interesting. What class did you teach?
That's
oh,
terrible.
That is terrible.
Just, wow.
Just goes to show you, there you are judging someone else, and meanwhile.
Yeah. You don't, you kind of picture yourself a little differently.
I know, it's so true.
Reality.
I still sometimes look in the mirror and think I could be in high school.
Well, I sometimes walk by a mirror and go, whoa! Who the heck is that?
Who is that weird guy following
what
me
happened?
Down the hallway?
Thanks.
You're welcome.